For the 46th time, the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival kicked off on July 1st. As every year, celebrities and hordes of young film enthusiasts alike flock to the West Bohemian spa town. Among the famous visitors this year are the legendary British actress Judi Dench and the American actor John Turturro. Sarah Borufka was at the festival and has this report.
Vážení a milí, britská filmová a divadelní herečka, která je držitelkou Oscara.
The arrival of the legendary British film and theatre actress Judi Dench at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival on Friday was certainly the highlight of the 46th edition of the festival, which kicked off in the picturesque West Bohemian spa town that day. Along with presenting a new adaptation of Jane Eyre, directed by Keiri Joji Fukunaga, in which she appears, Judi Dench also was awarded the Crystal Globe Award for her outstanding contribution to world cinema. Here is what the veteran actress said upon receiving it.
I'm so pleased to be here. I've been to the Czech Republic several times before, and I actually have some relatives who live in Prague. But I've never been to Karlovy Vary, and I'm so pleased to be here tonight and get this wonderful award.
Mrs. Dench also held a news conference the following day. She managed to charm everyone with her sense of humor and her humility. Here is a clip from the conference in which she answers the question of whether receiving yet another award after having gotten so many is still a special feeling.
Sir John Gielgud once said to me, you know, if you get a prize or you get very good notices for something, you may in fact enjoy them for the day you get it, but after that, perhaps you should then forget it and get on with the whole process of honing your craft and getting it better. You know, I think if you stop to think, oh, I got a prize for this, 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 and this, and this, you get a bit complacent. So I think the whole business is that you've got to go on getting better at it. But it's wonderful to get something, and this one, I just thought last night, looks very beautiful standing next to an Oscar, because it looks like his wife, and they look very good together. So I shall introduce her as soon as I get home.
The 10-day festival does not only draw celebrities, filmmakers, and of course hordes of movie enthusiasts to the quaint town, it also is an important event for film professionals such as Will Tuzard, the Czech and Slovak correspondent for the leading movie industry magazine Variety. He told me that he was really looking forward to another celebrity guest set to appear here on Friday afternoon, ahead of the closing ceremony on Saturday.
A favorite of mine, John Turturro, is going to be arriving any time now from all the Coen Brothers films. It's incredible range. I got to meet and talk to Burt Young, one of the classic sort of crime film character actors, the other day. I think people really love these really interesting actors. I think they're more interested in these actors than, say, the superstars, personally.
John Turturro will be presenting the film Somewhere Tonight, which will have its world premiere here at the festival and will be receiving the President's Award. His appearance here is highly anticipated and should be another highlight of this year's festival. While it brings some seasoned actors and directors to Karlovy Vary, this year's edition of the festival also features a surprisingly large amount of films by first-time directors. When I met up with Lenka Tirpákova from the festival's programming department, I asked her if that was a conscious decision.
Of course, we try to discover new young filmmakers, but in a way, it was also coincidence that we have like 1/4 of the first films. So we are happy about this.
Besides the main competition, the documentary competition, and the section East of the West, in which Eastern and Central European directors compete for an award, the festival also presents interesting movies in the form of retrospectives and non-competitive sections. One, for example, is devoted to young Greek directors, and another section, called Out of the Past, features classic and hard-to-find films. I asked Will Tizard which movies he is looking forward to see.
I'm really enjoying some of the retrospectives and the historical films. There's a great classic Czech film that most people have probably never seen on the screen for a decade called Evžen mezi námi, Eugene Among Us. the chance to see Jan Kraus as a gawky teenager, and he was great even then. So things like that. The Sam Fuller films are also wonderful. He was one of the great American independents, doing all kinds of film noir and war films and westerns that were unlike anybody else's.
While most of the movies shown at the festival are foreign, it also brings some contemporary Czech films to the audience, for example, the Czech-Slovak co-production Cigan or Gypsy, which already made waves ahead of the festival, or Petr Marek's Nic proti ničemu, or Nothing Against Nothing, a movie exploring the theme of adoption in the grimly authentic dogma style.
Já jsem rád, že ten film přilákal nějaký mladší publikum.
I'm very glad that you are.
Ondřej Provazník introducing the documentary Ženy SHR, or Coal in the Soul, ahead of a screening that took place here on Sunday. He is a young Czech filmmaker who has had two of his films, both documentaries which he co-directed with his friend and colleague Martin Dušek, shown at the festival. I asked him if the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival was a good platform for up-and-coming Czech directors.
Our first film, Poster na Dasis Paradis, it was shown here. Actually, Karlovy Vary was the first film festival that really gave us the chance. After we had a screening here, it was only work in progress, but we had a screening here with our first film, and after that really came lots of people that want to see our film, want to see our documentaries. Also some invitation from festivals came, so I think it's really good opportunity for debut filmmakers to start at this festival, for sure.
Do you think that the festival does enough to promote contemporary Czech film, or do you feel like that's something of a shortcoming?
I think that the festival does quite a lot for the Czech movies, and this kind of festival, which is category A, should have some level, some very good level in the films which it presents. So I think it's quite okay that lots of Czech movies are not here, because lots of Czech movies are simply not good. So why to show them here?
Radim Špaček is another Czech director. His film Pouta, or Walking Too Fast, was screened here at the festival the night before I spoke to him. He told me that he was surprised by how interested viewers were and that the Q&A lasted for a very long time. Here's what else he had to say about the special atmosphere at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival.
Here the audience is supposed to be made from people who want to watch movies which are not normally in cinemas. So this is why they're really special, and they are very like warm and quite like they want to talk, they want to ask, and they are very pleasant. But I think you can compare it with other festivals, but this is really a little bit special.
Of course, the bulk of directors visiting come from all over the world, and many of them say that they appreciate the unique charm of this festival, the contrast of the lavish architecture along the colonnade, and the functionalist slab of concrete, Hotel Thermal, the center of the festival. It is these differences that make the festival so attractive, says Amir Barlev, whose film Fighter won the special jury prize in Karlovy Vary's documentary film section in 2000. He says he really enjoys coming back. This time he is here as the chairman of the documentary jury.
This festival does a wonderful job of creating a very genuine and meaningful experience for people who are coming from all different walks of life. You know, it's a world-class festival with celebrities and, you know, amazing parties and gala presentation, yet it's also got a sense of like Woodstock or something. If you come here in the morning and you see all the Czech students who've been sleeping in sleeping bags in the rain underneath the ramp and things like that. The fact that those two experiences and so many in between coexist in one festival is very, very admirable.
For the 46th time, the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival will wrap up on Saturday, when the winners are announced at the closing ceremony and the last party of this year's festival kicks off. But most visitors are sure to come back next year for yet another 10 days jam-packed with films, celebrities, and parties.
Sarah Barufka there, ending that edition of The Arts.